On a recent afternoon, Fabian Gruter eases his boat, the Sunbeam, out of its slip in Crescent Harbor. If you listen closely, you'll notice that something is missing. No chugging, roaring diesel engine. In its place, the whirring of the electric motor. It's remarkably quiet, at least until Gruter puts it into gear a little too quickly and slips a belt.
Be careful, not throttle up. There's just so much power instantly.
This is only the third time Gruter has taken the Sunbeam out under electric power, and there's still a lot to get used to. Joining us today is Gruter's 2-year-old son, Vinden. Decked out in a red life jacket, he's already earned his tiny sea legs, having accompanied his dad on many fishing trips. And, like a good first mate, he wants to take a look under the cabin floor at the new engine setup.
Yeah.
You want to look down there too, Vinden? Okay, but Dad's got to go down there too, because that's a long ways down there.
He does!
Yeah, it's exciting, huh?
He does.
Gruter has been fishing his whole life, and he's had the Sunbeam for 20 years. He's also a self-described electric vehicle enthusiast, and 5 years ago he started the project of hybridizing his fishing boat. He thought an electric motor would work particularly well with gill netting, which involves a lot of idling when a diesel engine is least efficient.
And you're basically hanging around the net for 18-hour days, 15-hour days, and you don't really push anything hard, so an electric motor is ideal for that.
Gruter makes it all sound pretty casual. But this is not your average science fair project. First of all, it's cost him over $30,000 in batteries, motors, wiring, and a computer system to make the whole operation spin. And that's not figuring in the countless hours spent bringing his dream to fruition.
I'm just constantly on Google and internet and asking questions and stuff and then calling these different people and stuff. And I kind of purposely bought stuff from different people so I could get different information from different people, different opinions.
5 years later, he's got Sitka's first hybrid electric fishing vessel, albeit with a few kinks left to work out. He'll be able to charge the 70-kilowatt battery bank off the diesel engine or by plugging into shore power at the dock. Gruter will still use the old engine for hustling to and from the fishing grounds, but once he sets the net, there's enough juice to fish all day under electric power. He estimates that'll translate to a 30-40% reduction in fuel use and engine hours, and a near-total reduction in noise while he's fishing.
You know, if you're plugging in, you want a repeatable route where your operational profile is very steady.
This is Matt von Ruden, Director of Vessel Engineering and Maintenance for the Washington State Ferries. It turns out that Fabian Gruter is not the only one experimenting with hybrid technology. The Washington State Ferry Service is converting its 3 largest ferries to diesel-electric drive, part of a statewide effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. He says ferries are a natural fit to work as plug-in hybrids because they generally travel short, repetitive routes at predictable speeds.
Your distance has to be fairly limited. 10 miles or so is probably about where you want to be at this point.
10 miles wouldn't get you very far along most Alaska Marine Highway routes, but it's more than enough for the quick hop across Puget Sound from Seattle to Bainbridge Island, for example. That means even though the ferries will still have diesel engines, they'll be able to operate some routes on battery power alone, using their time at the dock to recharge. Von Ruden says there are over 100 battery-operated ferries worldwide, and that number is increasing rapidly as more countries embrace the technology.
Primarily, it's been in Scandinavia up to now, and now it's expanding more into Europe and North America, just becoming more and more common for ferry vessels in particular.
In the fishing industry, however, Fabian Gruter's hybrid gill netter is still an outlier. He doesn't plan to use the electric motor for cruising, but today he flexes it anyway just to see how fast it'll go.
That is probably 25 to 30 kilowatts. At that speed, I get about a little over 2 hours. 6 knots right now, 6.2.
Soon, though, it's time to head back to the dock. Gruter doesn't want to push the electric motor too hard just yet. Also, the first mate is getting sleepy. We've cruised right through Vinden's nap time.
Okay, we are currently docked.
The next item on Gruter's agenda is installing a second electric motor to power the boat's hydraulic fishing gear. He plans to have the Sunbeam's hybrid drive ready by the start of the fishing season in March. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.